AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israeli forces today targeted at least two United Nations facilities, pushing forward with its crackdown against the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, tasked with delivering humanitarian services to millions of people across the region. Israel has been asked to join President Trump's new Board of Peace that will supervise the next phase of the Gaza peace plan. This was according to an Israeli official. Meanwhile, Trump has threatened 200% tariffs on French wine and champagne over France declining his invitation to join the Board of Peace. An official close to French President Emmanuel Macron said the tariff threats are unacceptable and inefficient. Speaking about Greenland, Macron says the European Union should not hesitate to use an anti-coercion mechanism in the face of President Trump's tariffs. Trump says eight European countries will face a 10% tariff for opposing U.S. control of Switzerland. Macron and Trump, including other world leaders, are in Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum. In other news, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a show of support from Jerome Powell.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is going to attend arguments Wednesday before the Supreme Court. At issue before the High Court is whether President Trump can fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. A source tells the AP Powell will be there in person. The president accused Cook of mortgage fraud, an allegation she has denied.
But no, she seems to have had an infraction, and she can't have an infraction, especially that infraction, because she's in charge of, if you think about it, mortgages.
Powell himself is facing a Trump administration investigation over spending on renovations at Fed headquarters.
This unprecedented action should be seen in the broader context of the administration's threats and ongoing pressure.
President Trump has pushed Powell to be more aggressive, cutting interest rates.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Indiana secured its first national championship and capped a 16-0 season with a 27-21 win over Miami in the college football playoff championship game. Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza bulldozed his way to a winning 12-yard rushing TD early in the fourth quarter.
It's the pinnacle peak.
NFL, the Titans hired Robert Saleh and the Dolphins hired Jeff Hafley as their new coaches. The Bills fired Sean McDermott, 12-time Golden State All-Star Stephen Curry and 10-time Milwaukee All-Star Giannis Antetokounmpo headline the NBA All-Star starters. College hoops, Arizona is a first-time unanimous number one in the AP Top 25. Iowa cracked the top 10 in the women's poll for the first time since the Caitlin Clark era. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic and Iga Swiatek won their first-round matches at the Australian Open. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.